gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Hardly Prepared Little Theater. That's right, the Hardly Prepared Little Theater. You customers have sort of caught us with our pants in a press. But then this has been just one of those lazy days. You know, everybody tired, even your friend, the Last Nighter. I'm as tired as a dog has fleas. I'm as tired as a... Well, maybe I shouldn't have gotten into that. Anyhow, if I hadn't been so tired today, I could have written this program in 10 minutes and think nothing of it.
What was that last group of stuff, Knucklehead?
I said I can write this program in 10 minutes and think nothing of it.
Well, probably everyone else thinks the same.
Listen, you sneak one more of those things in, and I'll belt your knob so far down between your shoulders you'll be able to dig for bait with your teeth.
Oh, yeah? One false move out of you, and I'll twist your throat and larynx so tight you'll be able to get a job calling trains in Czechoslovakia.
Oh, what do you know about Czechoslovakia?
Just that it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Marines will have the situation in hand any minute now, but in the meantime, Jimmy Greer had better see what he can do about the musical situation. Start situating, Jimmy.
In front of the camera, you remember, studying her part.
Remember? I stood behind the camera studying her lines.
Oh, you know how you get away with that stuff. Remember that.
I hear that Sue and you have become engaged. Is that a fact? Come on.
Well, that's a fact, yes, but she isn't true to me. No, and candidly, I'm very perplexed. You see, I found her in the arms of all 10 different men.
Oh, cheer up. It may be your turn next.
Oh, that's right.
Is she sweet? Is she neat? Does she love? Stars above? Is she mine? She's divine. Does she sing? Does she swing? Is she sweet and is she neat? Does she love? Stars above? She's a good little girl as far as good girls go, and as good girls go, she went. Oh, Sue, it's you. Be true.
That was marvelous, Jimmy. That was colossal. It was stupendous. As a matter of fact, it wasn't bad. You know, if music like that sort of puts me in a sentimental mood, I'll tell you what I'll do, Annie. I'll give you a fur muff for a teensy-weensy kiss. I'll give you a fur neck piece if you let me give you a little hug. I'll give you a fur coat if
you... Stop. That's fur enough.
That's fur enough. Can I have this next waltz with you? I've got a new half Nelson I want to try out. Well, you may think that things can't get any worse, but that's where you're wrong. We now come to the March of Twerp. The March of Twerp, which brings you a slogan for backsliding vegetarians. Until we meet again. Curtain, Rusty, turn the crank. Once again, the editors of Twerp present the March of Twerp. Mystery in the haking, or history in the micking. Or, well, it's the same old corn on a different cob. Twerp grumbles on. Terra Firma, California. Trumpetone Newsreel's roving reporter takes you on a tour of Uncle Sam's leading aircraft bases. Today we show you goings-on at the leading California aircraft base. The name, thinly disguised, is April Field.
Sort of an April Field's day.
I knew I should have made that February Field. Lay off, Annie. This is the newsreel. Your roving reporter brings you an intimate glimpse, there it is again, behind the scenes of the Aeronautical Training School, presided over by that fine Army pilot, Major Headache. As we join the Major and his students, he is assigning them to their first solo flight.
All right, you. You're next.
Who, me?
No, you.
Oh, me, sir, huh, sir? George Day, you, sir, huh, sir?
Yes, you. I want you to get in that ship that just landed. Take off, circle a field, do two loops and a barrel roll and land.
Gee, gosh, Willikers, sir, I can't do that. I'm a little stiff from bowling.
What?
I'm a little stiff from bowling.
I don't care where you're from. Get in that plane.
Oh, shucks, oh, double shucks. I don't think you're such a hot flying instructor.
Is that so? Well, listen to me. I've been training men to fly for the past 5 years, and I've never heard a complaint. Now, what does that prove?
That dead men tell no tales.
That dead men... Why, you little whippers...
Never mind. Twerp stumbles on.
West Alamony, New Jersey. A pitiful tale of young love is unfolded in the local divorce court. Judge Farthing K. T. Fudge presiding.
Order in the court, please. Order in the court.
The case of Bloomingfiggle versus Bloomingfiggle. Mrs. Bloomingfiggle, to the witness stand, please. Do you solemnly stuff to stuff and stuff?
Well, it's all right with me if it's all right with you.
Very well, madam. Will you please state your case?
Well, Judgey, I hadn't been married to this guy more than a week when one night at dinner he suddenly ups and hits me with a piece of sponge cake.
Mm-hmm. Disorderly conduct. $5 in cost.
And I'd made the cake with my own hand.
Assault with a deadly weapon. 1 year.
Twerp mumbles on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in a quandary, and I don't want any cracks about, do you mean a stone quandary? I'm in a bitter mood tonight. Anyhow, we flipped a coin, and you lost, and we're going to do a dramatic play.
You'll do a dramatic play over my dead body.
Well, that's not a bad location. I'll think over your proposition carelessly. Right now, we're going to try running the sound effect department ragged as we present...
Dancerious Dr. Fu Mantwerp. A mind-spilling chistery, or chin-filling pastry, or...
Try that again, will you? The Insidious Dr. Fu Mantwerp. A spine-chilling mystery. Gotcha. Entitled Murder at the Bridge Table. Or you made your bed, now lie in it. Just dust that one off and set it over in the corner. We'll now have a slight musical background while I'm laying the scene.
That'll be a novelty. You're usually laying the egg.
I didn't hear you. The background, maestro. Our scene opens in the dim-lit rooms of the master criminal, the insidious Dr. Fu Mantwerp. Alone at a small table is his assistant, one foul ball, a college-bred Chinese. Suddenly there is a knock at the door. He presses a buzzer. A fine sound effect department, and the door opens.
I hope I'm in time. Is the doctor in?
No, he went out for lunch.
Will he be back after lunch?
No, that's what he went out after. Are you getting anywhere?
I wish you wouldn't talk like that. I'd like to make a good impression on you.
You would, eh?
Yeah, with a baseball bat. Look, if Dr. Fu Mantwerp isn't in, I'll have to go around the corner and get Dr. Gimmick. My mother-in-law is very sick.
Well, wait a minute. If it's your mother-in-law who's sick, you don't want Dr. Gimmick. He's a veterinarian.
He's a what?
A veterinarian, an animal doctor.
Well, that's all right. She sleeps like a bear, she looks like a horse, and she eats like a bird.
She eats like a bird?
Yeah, a peck at a time.
Yeah, a peck at... How my grandfather died at that one. Well, just wait a minute. Here comes Dr. Fu Mantwerp crossing the street now. Ooh, did you see that? Gee, I wish he'd be more careful. That taxi cab almost hit him.
Don't worry, that taxi wouldn't hit him.
It wouldn't?
No, it's yellow.
Ah, good evening, honorable friend. Excusing, please, ancient Japanese for looking mad-like. I've just spent fruitless evening. I put 15 pennies in gum machine, but nothing are coming out.
Slot machines are certainly wonderful things these days.
Yeah, I was in an automat last night. All I did was put a nickel in the slot, and out came a ham sandwich.
That's nothing. I put a lead slug in the slot.
And what came out?
The manager. Who wrote this stuff?
You know, they're perfecting slot machines more every day. I'll bet you before long they'll have one where you can put in a dime and get back a husband.
Listen, I'm looking for one where you can put in my husband and get back a dime.
Oh, please, please. Reasoning to elder generation, I'm still feeling sad-like about gum machine escapade. I are repeating, I are putting 15 pennies in gum machine, but nothing are coming out.
So what?
So no wonder Wrigley could buy Catalina.
So no wonder. Jimmy, I couldn't think of a better place for a musical number. It'll serve to drown out Fu Man Twerp's scream. Swing on, Jimmy.